If you're in an industry, you need to know what is happening, why it's happening, who's doing it, how they're making it happen, and maybe how you could use some of it for your own purposes.
Stayallday.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to raise your awareness. Now, before we get into this, I remind you of a couple things. First of all, my daily motivation text guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day. As soon as we get that back going again, you'll be getting that straight to your phone. Just text me right now. My number is 305-384-6894. And when it begins again, you'll be getting that message as soon as it restarts. Secondly, work on your game. University, that is a place where we do all of our coaching. That's where we do all of our consulting. If you would like to work with us directly, if you'd like to have me as your coach, as a person who can provide you the most valuable thing I bring to the table, which is insight, my ability to break things down, put them back together, and simplify for anyone to understand, that is all based on helping you perform at your highest level, you and your business, do so consistently and making more money in your business. If those sound like the direction you're headed in, the direction you're looking in right now, the direction you want to go, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is down below in the description. With that out of the way, let's get into the topic here today, which is how to raise your awareness. Now, definition of awareness is knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. Now, I read emails from this guy named Andrew Tate, who you heard me mention back in, let me refer to what episode that was where I mentioned Andrew Tate, because a lot of people had asked me what I thought about this guy, because his name was out there very heavily, and it still is. Episode 2699, I talked about Andrew Tate. And I still read his emails. I'm on his email list. And he often mentions this word perspicacity, which is defined as the quality of having a ready insight into things. Also, shrewdness. It's actually a good word to describe what exactly I do as a coach, perspicacity. But I'll stick to insights, easier word to understand. And I was reading a book. And so I'm bringing that up. First of all, I'm bringing up another thing. I was reading a book by this legendary copywriter, marketing guy by the name of Gary Halbert. Those of you who are old enough in the game, you will know who Gary Halbert is. If you are in the marketing or copywriting space, you should know who Gary Halbert is. Even if you did not before, go find out and go read some material on him so you know the history of the game that you're in. And Gary Halbert mentioned awareness as a key success factor for any person who just wants to be successful. You have to have a high level of awareness of what's going on around you. And these two concepts, just me reading those two concepts and just thinking about this whole general concept of awareness, is what led to this episode, what led to this masterclass, and my references to, again, both Gary Halbert and Andrew Tate. So today we're going to talk about awareness. And it is a key factor to being successful, being very aware, because you need to know what's happening around you. You need to know what's happening in your space. You need to know what's happening in your any place where you plan on having success. You need to have awareness of noting what's going on. That's what awareness means. So let's get into it. Everything else I'm going to say is in my points. Point number one. Topic, once again, is how to raise your awareness. Number one, as I just said, notice what's happening around you. It's the first point. Notice what is happening around you. So awareness, again, doesn't actually mean you have to do anything. I mean, for the most part, it's not about a physical ability of actual taking a specific action. It's just noticing. It's just being aware. It's just having your eyes and ears open to what is happening around you. As the saying goes, you have one mouth, but two eyes and two ears, which means you should be listening and taking in four times for every one time that you are putting something out. So perception, awareness. This applies on a tactical level and on a strategic level. So first of all, here's a question. How often do you see people walking around these days, I mean, literally walking around with their heads down, looking at their phones, and they don't even notice what's happening around them. Some of you I know have to be guilty of this just by law of averages. There are some listeners right now who are guilty of what I'm describing. You are walking around with your head down, staring at your phone screen, and you are not even noticing what's happening around you. And you're actually walking. You're walking past other human beings, not even noticing who you're walking past, what you're walking past, what you might be about to walk into. You ever been walking somewhere? I had this happen. I'm walking and I'm not looking down at my phone. I'm looking up and noticing what's happening around me. And a person will be walking directly towards me. They're looking at their phone, however, so they don't see me. But in their peripheral vision, when they get close enough to me, they can sense that there's a person that they're about to walk into. So they will divert their path and walk around me, but they never actually look up from the phone to see who they were about to walk into. You never know who you might have been about to walk into. It might be your long lost cousin. It might be the love of your life, love at first sight. If you would actually look at them and see them, you have no idea. But I see people doing this all the time. If any of you is guilty of this, stop doing this. If any of you is guilty of this, stop doing this. Stop walking around, not looking at what is happening around you. I mean, literally looking at what is happening around you and who is around you. You never know who might be around you. Might be an axe murderer who's just looking at murder the next person that they see. And you make yourself an easy target because you walk right into them. All right. They might be able to use that as an excuse. You walked into them. All right. So now they had a reason to murder you. Just two episodes before that episode on Andrew Tate, episode 2697, the episode was Look Up From Your Damn Phone. That's literally the title of the episode. So I have talked about this before. Do not catch yourself looking down at your phone in public, not even noticing what is happening around you and who is around you. And I don't care where in public you are. You could be at the airport waiting on your plane. Notice what's happening around you. Many of you have heard and seen stories of people who just are not right in the mind doing crazy things in public to people who they don't know, around people who they don't know, and people becoming victims. Sometimes there's nothing you can do to stop yourself from becoming a victim because someone just does something randomly and you didn't have time to prepare or know it was going to happen. But other times people end up in bad spaces simply because you weren't paying attention to what the hell was happening right in front of your face. What you would have seen had you been looking, but you're looking at your phone, you're checking your email, you're looking at Facebook, and you just missed something that you easily could have noticed and gotten yourself out of the line of fire from, whatever it happens to be, had you been paying attention. Notice what's happening around you. Okay, so again, I see people damn near walking into traffic, walking into other people, walking into utility poles, just because they're looking down at their phones. There's nothing on that phone that won't still be there when you get to where you're going, to where you can sit down and look at the phone then. When you're in an airport, pay attention to what's happening around you. When you're in a restaurant, pay attention. When you are on the bus or on the train, absolutely pay attention. You have no idea who else is on that bus or that train or what they're doing. When you're with other people and you're supposed to be conversing with them, don't be looking at your phone. Again, I'll cover all this in episode 2697. You need to have an idea and perception of who's behind you, to the side of you, who might be, again, looking or doing something suspicious. But if you're looking at your phone, you don't notice any of this. This is a lack of what we call situational awareness. Situational awareness means just knowing what the situation is, where you're at, who's around, what's happening, and just tracking the surroundings. And a lack of situational awareness, ladies and gentlemen, is how many people end up getting robbed, beat up, assaulted, otherwise attacked in public, not because they were walking around looking to be a victim, but simply because they were not paying attention to what should have been obvious had they been paying attention. You just don't notice what you don't notice because you're not looking. You don't notice. The second level of noticing, folks, is what we call strategic awareness. So the first one was tactical, situational awareness. Strategic awareness means on a bigger picture, a higher level, knowing what's happening in your space, such as if you're an athlete, do you know what's happening in your particular sports community? If you're an athlete in a certain town, do you know what's happening in the sports community in that town in which you live? Or whatever business you happen to be in. Do you know what's happening in your space? Do you know what's happening in your world? Do you know who the people are who do know what's happening? And are you paying attention to what they're doing and what they're saying? Because they can plug you in to whatever is happening if you're paying attention, if you are aware. You have to be aware of what's going on. So even if you're not the person who has your nose in everybody's business and knows what everybody is doing, there are people who are that type of person. You need to plug into them if you're not going to be the person who's plugged in yourself. I'm not that type of person who knows what everybody's business is, but I know the people who are those people. And guess what? I make sure I'm friends with them. So whenever I want to know what's happening, I just go talk to them and they tell me everything. But you got to be aware. You got to be aware of what's happening. What is going on in your space? Whatever industry you're in. If you're in the coaching space, sports coaching, business coaching, life coaching, do you know what's happening in that industry? Do you know who the people are who are making things happen in that industry? Do you know what the new trends are in that industry? You should know. It is your business to know what's going on in your space. If you're a marketer, do you know what the newest changes that are happening to the TikTok ads platform, or what Facebook happens to have going on, or what are they doing over on YouTube, or what are the changes when it comes to how content creators are making their money? Do you know? You should know. If you're in an industry, you need to know what is happening, why it's happening, who's doing it, how they're making it happen, and maybe how you could use some of it for your own purposes. This is one of the reasons why I do a lot of collaborations with other people in my space, because some of them are doing things that I didn't even know about, that now that I'm connected to them, I can find out about what they have going on. Some of them could eventually become partners of mine, and we can do joint ventures together because they have something that I could use and I have something that they could use, but otherwise wouldn't have happened had I not been aware enough to say, you know what, let me reach out to this person because it looks like they have some things going on that I could benefit from, and they have some things going on that I have some things going on that they could benefit from, and vice versa. They have some stuff that I could benefit from, whichever one I said, both of those. But you got to know what's going on. You got to know what's going on in your community, your industry, and your business. What are the current trends? Who is doing what? What are your customers looking for? What was working that is no longer working? What's the new thing that's on the horizon? You need to know all of this stuff. And again, you don't have to be the type of person who's all in everybody's stuff and reading every single publication and thing that comes out. But if you're not that type of person, you need to know the people who are those types and you need to plug into them. But either way, you must get plugged in on this information. You cannot be in the dark. Robert Greene said in the 48 Laws of Power is do not isolate yourself. Isolation is dangerous. When you are awareness level, isolated, meaning nobody knows you and you don't know anybody and you don't know anything, you don't know about anything that happens to be going on, you are isolated. And when you are isolated, you are in a precarious position because something could be going on that could be beneficial to you and you don't know about it, or it could be hurtful to you and you don't know about it. Either way, you're in a bad space because you don't know what's happening. You are just completely unaware. You don't never want to be caught unaware, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you may not have the resources. You may not have the knowledge. You may not have the talent. You may not have the skills to do something about a current situation. But if you're aware of it, then at least you can maybe take some precaution. But if you're completely unaware, you can't do anything about what you don't even know about. You don't know what you don't know. We call that unconscious incompetence. You don't even know what you don't know because you're just not aware of what's happening. Anyone can be aware of what's happening by simply looking and listening. All of us, most of you who are listening to this, I would guess most of you have the ability to see out of both eyes, and you have ability to hear out of both ears, right? Okay, so you have no excuses. What's your excuse for being unaware? You have none. So when you're paying attention to the game, you will know what's going on. Again, even if you can't do anything about what's going on, at least you know what's going on. That's the point. Many people are only focused on the thing that they're doing, their main thing. You're buried in your own world, this myopic world in which you live, and thus you don't even notice what's happening right underneath your feet or underneath your nose because you're just not paying attention. And again, I'm the type of person who is a big advocate of strong focus. I tell you, focus is a force multiplier, and don't pay so much attention to what everybody else is doing. And I tell you not to be scrolling on social media, wasting time on the nonsense. However, there is one social media app that I do scroll on. That is X, formerly known as Twitter, because I use that as my news app. So I know what's going on because I'm paying attention to those things. And I will engage with people on those things so I can find out what's happening and offer my opinions and such. I have to have some outlet to know what's going on in the world. I can't just lock myself in my own space and not pay attention to anything else, never pick my head up above water to see what's happening, because then I'll be unaware. And then I'd be committing these same violations that I'm pointing out that some of you may be committing right now. Do not commit these violations. Being unaware is unacceptable. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. If you're a longtime listener, you might know that I've been drinking AG1 since early 2023. Best thing about my introduction to AG1 was that I was able to eliminate all these extra supplements and pills that I was taking every single day, because AG1 is a foundational nutritional supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. AG1, since 2010, has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Not only did I replace all those extra multivitamins and pills with AG1, but I love that every scoop also includes a bunch of other good things that you need. All you had to do is read the label. It's right there on their website, which I'll give you in a second. That includes everything you need and more every single day. And since AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide the support that my body needs daily, and that's why I've been a partner for so long, if you want to take ownership of your health, understand it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and thank yourself later. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how to raise your awareness. Number two, how do you actually get this awareness? So I told you what you need to do. Here's how you do it. Become a student of your game. Whatever your game is, become a student of the game. That means that your schooling did not end when you graduated from high school or from college or middle school, wherever you stopped going to school. That means your schooling was just starting. So when you graduate from school, the event is called a commencement, right? You know, when you graduate from college, they had the commencement ceremony. Okay, so a commencement means the beginning. Look up the definition of the word commence. It means begin, to start. It means to begin something. Let me look up the definition right now so I can read it to you. For those of you too lazy to go look it up, or if you just want to take my word for it, that's fine. You should take my word for it, but let me give you the actual definition. It literally means what I just said. To begin, to start. To enter upon or have a beginning. To have a beginning or origin, to originate, to start, to begin. So there you go. I was right. Commencement means to begin. Being a student of the game means, again, your schooling is not over. It just started. So are you reading publications, trade journals, emails of people who are writing about and sharing what is happening in your space? You should be if you are not. Whatever industry you're in right now, you need to go get on some email lists, some mailing lists, physical mailing lists, whatever it is. Subscribe to some YouTube channels. Go follow some people on social media who are knowing what's happening in your space. And again, it doesn't have to be 50 people. It could be a handful of people, but just make sure that handful are the people who know what's happening so that whatever's happening that you need to know about, they will be the reporter who tells you what's happening. And that's one of the attractive characters that you can actually occupy. Let me tell you about that. I talked about this in, let me see what episode that was. It was episode number 2143, how to become the attractive character for your brand or business. And the first person I heard talk about the attractive character, he didn't create it, but he's the first person I heard talking about it, was a guy named Russell Brunson. He's the ClickFunnels creator, and he's a person who his attractive character is different from mine. So there are different types of attractive characters, different archetypes that you can occupy. My archetype of attractive character is the expert, the star, the person who's on the stage, and I'm telling you all the things that I think, that I believe, that I've come up with. I'm giving you my frameworks and my ideas, and I'm telling you I'm the person who knows all the stuff on certain topics. Listen to me if you want to get good on this subject. That's the way that I present myself. That fits my style and my personality. Russell, on the other hand, is an expert at what he does, but he has a different style when it comes to the attractive character. He's more of the reporter type. He's the type of person who goes and finds out all is happening, and then he comes to his audience and tells them, hey, look what I found out. This is happening. This is happening. You need to know about this. You need to see this. You need to understand this. So Russell is what we would call colloquially, he's like the plug for information about what's happening in certain spaces, because he's the person who goes and finds it, and then he reports it. So he's a good person for me to follow, because anything that's happening, he's a guy who's always plugged into that stuff, and he will let me know what I need to know about. He's that type of person that I'm talking about. If you're more similar to me, where you like to just bury your head in what you're doing and focus on your thing, you need to find you three or four guys who are like Russell in your space, so that, or girls, who do know what's happening, so that you can be plugged in and you're never in the dark. And you need to be getting on the email list of people who are in the game. Get trade journals, publications. You need to find out what's happening, folks. You got to know what's going on. If you're not doing this, you need to start doing it, because it will raise your level of awareness. It will help you know what's happening around you, and it will better equip you to adjust to any changes or to make changes as you see fit, given what you now know. See, as you get more information, now you can see what's happening, and now you can do different things. You can pivot if necessary. But if you don't know anything, if you know absolutely nothing, well, what changes can you make? You can't make any changes. You don't know anything. You don't know what's happening. When you're unaware, you can't do anything. Many people get caught unprepared in life simply because they are not privy to information that would be readily available to them if they simply looked for it. So let me say that again. Many people get caught unprepared because you are not privy to information that is or would be readily available to you if you just look for it. Again, you don't know what you don't know is there. You just don't know about it. You don't even know to look over there. But it's a lot of stuff that will value that would be of value to you if you looked over there. But you don't even know that you need to look over there. So you just become unaware just because you don't know what you don't know. Whatever industry you're in, find out where the information is being shared in that industry, and you need to make it your business to be getting that information. Okay, now, information is not everything in life, but it is not nothing either. All right, there is some value in information. Information is not the whole picture, but it is a piece of it. So you got to find out what's going on. Make it your business to be getting the information. All right, this is why you read. This is why if you are going to follow anyone online or subscribe to somebody's stuff, it's because they're giving you the information. They're giving you the game that you need to know about. So your industry, you got to find out what's happening. All right, this is one of the reasons why you go to events. When I go to events, I've told you this, that at this point in my life/career, when I go to events, a lot of times, especially like mass market events, events where literally anybody can buy a ticket, those kind of events, I'm usually not there to listen to the speakers because I've either heard what the speaker has to say already. I know I can get more of their information if I wanted to by reading their books or taking their courses or whatever have you. I go to events so I can meet the other people who are also in the game. And guess what I do? I talk to them. I tell you, when I go to events, I stand in the lobby and talk to anybody who makes eye contact with me. And what happens in the course of those conversations? I find out what's going on. I find out what they know that I didn't know, that I need to know about, because we're in the same game. And I talk to enough people, I'm going to learn some things that I should have known about, but now I know because that person told me. So this is how I do it strategically. You don't have to do it my way. I'm just telling you one of the reasons why I do these things. That's an investment for me because it's an investment in information. It's knowledge for me. It's learning. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three, today's topic, once again, is how to raise your awareness. Number three, ask yourself better questions. You want to raise your awareness, you got to ask better questions. Your awareness goes up when you simply ask yourself questions that challenge your brain to think and come up with ideas, solutions, and come up with creative ways to use what you are now noticing because your awareness has become higher. So when you ask yourself better questions, now the things that you do notice because your awareness is up, now you can ask yourself questions that will lead to you, all right, how do I actually use this? Okay, I noticed it. Now what I'll do with it? Asking better questions will help you figure that out. Just asking yourself the question, what do I do with this, is a better question. When you walk into a business, for example, ask yourself, why does that business do the things that they do the way that they do them? When you walk into a Walmart, I was in Atlanta a couple weeks ago from when I'm recording this, and I went into a Walmart. And why did I go to Walmart? I went to Walmart because I wasn't actually, you know, I was outside of Atlanta and I was in some town out there, and the best place I could find to get what I needed, because I needed, I had flown, and I traveled with a little mini suitcase, the kind that you don't have to check the bag, the kind you can just put in the overhead compartment in the airplane. So I couldn't bring a razor, a double-edged razor with me on the plane. I need a razor because I shave every day. So I went to Walmart to buy the razor, and Walmart had the razor. It was only like $2 for a whole pack of razors. Great deal. Best one I've seen anywhere when it comes to buying a double-edged razor. And I go into Walmart, and Walmart has, anybody been to Walmart, you know what they have. They have a greeter at the front door. When you walk in, there's a person standing there saying, hello, welcome to Walmart. You should ask yourself, why do they do that? I don't see any other business. No other business I've ever been in has a person just standing there just to say hi to you when you walk in. I don't know of any other business. Any of you know a business that has a person whose only job is just stand there and say hi when you walk in? They don't do anything. They don't take your order. They don't bring you to the table. They're not, you know, directing you to where to go buy something. They just stand there and say hi as you walk in. Why does Walmart do that? You should ask yourself that question. It'll help raise your level of awareness just to mess around with the question in your mind, even if you can't come up with the answer. Why did Amazon buy Whole Foods? Which they did, if you didn't know. Amazon owns Whole Foods. And it wasn't that long ago they purchased Whole Foods. So why'd they do it? You should find out. You should want to know why they did that. Whole Foods is a very successful grocery store and Amazon's a very successful retailer. Why did they want to buy the company? What do they get out of that? Why does Trader Joe's, for example, another successful grocery store, maybe more successful than Whole Foods, depending on who you ask, And again, they have different metrics, different things that you measure by, depending on who, if you want to say who's more successful. But why does Trader Joe's, if you've ever been to one, I like Trader Joe's. I actually shop at both Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. Why does Trader Joe's have register clerks ring a bell instead of using an intercom? Next time you go into Trader Joe's, you'll notice that they don't have the intercom. You go into Whole Foods, there's an intercom where someone can get on the public address system and say, hey, we need more register clerks to come to the front. Or there's a long line. If I go into CVS, there's a long line and there's only one clerk, she'll page the people in the back. Hey, we need more people up at the front. And then two more register clerks come up to the front. Now we got three registers going instead of one. And they do it over an intercom system. You can hear them saying, hey, we need more register clerks up front. Whole Foods, you have something similar. Why does Trader Joe's not have that? There's no intercom in Trader Joe's. In Trader Joe's, if one of the register clerks has an issue, and I actually asked them this once because I was in there and I was checking out at the register and someone at a different register, the customer service clerk, grabbed this little, the rope and pulled it a couple times and rang a bell. And when she rang the bell, I didn't know what it meant. So I asked the clerk who was checking my stuff out, I said, what does that bell mean? And the clerk explained to me that if they ring the bell one time, it means we need a price check. We didn't ring the bell twice. We need a manager, ring the bell three times. We need a refund, something like that. But there's a code through how many times the bell rings and what exactly the employee needs. But they don't have intercoms and they don't do it in this high tech way. Also, you'll notice that in Whole Foods, many Whole Foods, especially the one that's closest to me, they've replaced a lot of human register clerks with self-checkout. A lot of self-checkout kiosks. And Whole Foods is close to where I live. It has about 25 self-checkout kiosks all open and running. You get 25 people can be checking out at the same time through scanning and bagging your own groceries. Whereas the human checkout lines, it used to be about 15 of them in this Whole Foods. Now it's down to about 4. Why do they do that? Why does Whole Foods do that? And why does Trader Joe's, on the other hand, not have any electronic self-checkout kiosks at all? And I doubt they ever will. They have about 10 humans working in the store all checking you out. I've never seen a self-checkout kiosk in a Trader Joe's, and I've been to a few of them. You should ask yourself, why do they do this? Another example. Again, these are just questions you can ask yourself. Why do fast casual restaurants make the food right there in front of you instead of making it in the back like other restaurants? You go to McDonald's, they make the food in the back. You don't see them making your burger. I mean, if you kind of squint and you kind of lean over, maybe you can see the assembly line back there, but it's not designed for you to see it. But if you go to Chipotle, they make the food right in front of you. Now, you go to Subway, they make the food right in front of you. You can see every single thing they do. Why do they do that? Why do retail businesses, if you don't complete an online purchase, why do they send you an email 10 minutes later and remind you to finish making your purchase? If you go to mirrorofmotivation.com and you start to order my book, The Mirror of Motivation, the book is free. All you do is cover the shipping. So you should get that at mirrorofmotivation.com. If you start to order the book, but you don't complete your order, why do we send you an email 30 minutes later and say, hey, we saw you're about to order this book, but you didn't complete your order. What's the issue? Let us know if we can help in anything. Why do we do that? That's a good question. What's the purpose of people doing that? And what does it do for them? What does it do for you? You see, when you start asking yourself these questions, you start thinking differently. See, all questions is a matter of asking yourself a question and giving yourself an answer. This change in thinking is a reflection of a change in focus, which will lead to heightened awareness. All right, that's the reason why I'm giving you these as an example. With that said, let's recap today's class, which is how to raise your awareness. Awareness is defined as knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. How do you get better at that? Number one, notice what's happening around you. This applies on a tactical level and a strategic level. So a tactical level is what most people call situational awareness, knowing what is happening around you literally right now in the moment. Do you even know what is happening around you? Who is around you? What is around you? What are they doing? What are they thinking? What are their energies? What messages are they giving off, even if they're not talking? You should know. The other level is strategic awareness, which means knowing what's happening in your space, your community, your industry, your business. Do you know what's happening? If you don't, then you can get caught unaware. Point number two, how do you develop more awareness? Become a student of your game. That means that your schooling did not end when you graduated from high school or from college. That means it was just beginning. You should be reading publications, trade journals, emails, newsletters of people in your space who know what's happening, who can tell you what's happening, can tell you why it matters, and tell you maybe even what you need to do about it. This is why every month we send out the Bulletproof Bulletin right here in Work On Your Game University, because I'm giving you heightened awareness of what is happening in your space so you are not caught with your pants down. And number three, ask yourself better questions. Your awareness goes up when you simply ask yourself questions that challenge your brain to think and come up with ideas, solutions, and creative ways to use what you are now noticing, because now your awareness has gone up. So again, just asking yourself better quality questions. I have a book called Ask Yourself a Better Question. If you didn't know about it, it was actually part of the People Skills bundle. You can get that bundle by going to, or the book by itself, by going to workonyourgame.com/books with an S on the end. workonyourgame.com/books. You can get that book, Ask Yourself a Better Question. Text me, see you in my text community. My number is down below in the description. And Work On Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching. You'll like to get coached by me directly. I am an expert at insight. I am one of the best in the world when it comes to insightfully breaking things down, communicating with people, no fluff, brass tacks, straight to the point. That is all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. Our four-part framework of mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. If you're a longtime listener, you might know that I've been drinking AG1 since early 2023. Best thing about my introduction to AG1 was that I was able to eliminate all these extra supplements and pills that I was taking every single day, because AG1 is a foundational nutritional supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. AG1, since 2010, has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Not only did I replace all those extra multivitamins and pills with AG1, but I love that every scoop also includes a bunch of other good things that you need. All you had to do is read the label. It's right there on their website, which I'll give you in a second. That includes everything you need and more every single day. And since AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide the support that my body needs daily, and that's why I've been a partner for so long, if you want to take ownership of your health, understand it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and thank yourself later.